Let's turn now to local sports here on KNKX. Major League Baseball's All-Star break is next week, and that typically signals the halfway point of the season. The Mariners had four players selected to the All-Star game and are boasting the fourth best record in all of baseball. KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel sat down with 88.5's Kevin Kniestedt to talk about how the M's have gotten this far and what they need to do to help their playoff chances.
So, Art, we can't say it's only April anymore, or it's only May, or it's only June. We're approaching the All-Star break now, and the Mariners still have this great record. If you knew this was going to be the case at the beginning of the year, how much money would you have made if you went and put some down in Vegas on this team doing this well?
I've thrown away a lot of money in gambling. I'm done with it now, but if I did, I wouldn't have taken this proposition bet about the Mariners having the fourth best record in all of baseball. The everyday lineup, I think, is living up to what the expectations were coming out of spring training. Big difference is starting pitching. It's such a different feel because there's a quality competence. Even Felix Hernandez, up until this week, was healthy enough to make 19 starts, which tied for the league lead. He wasn't always effective, but he was a contributor.
All right, so other than their record right now, how well they're playing, and the pitching staff being a nice surprise, what's the biggest surprise we've seen so far this year?
Well, I think Marco Gonzalez himself, he's the first Mariner pitcher to 10 wins this year, and he came off a season where he flashed promise in his first year after a trade, but he wasn't consistent. Now he's consistent. He had Tommy John surgery a couple of years ago, and it takes a long time to regain form, but he has done so well. His last three outings, 22 innings total, has given up 2 earned runs. So that's been the biggest surprise. And, of course, the biggest disappointment is Robinson Cano. He has an 80-game suspension that will be done August 14th. He screwed up. And the thing that bothers me about it is that not only did he screw up, he's still not admitting what happened. He met with reporters earlier this week, and he said he was sorry, you know, 1,000 ways, 1,000 times, and I'm sure that's all true, but he's sorry he got caught. He's been around the game a long time. He knows what's on the list, and if he doesn't know what's on the list of performance-enhancing drugs, there's an entire staff of Mariner trainers and physicians to tell him.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't admit what he did. And so, to me, that diminishes him.
Well, half the season more or less over, which means there's still another half a season of baseball to play. We are in a hunt for a playoff spot. What puzzle pieces are we missing to get there?
I think the most crucial addition the Mariners can make before the July 31st non-waiver trading deadline is a starting pitcher. As good as these guys have been, there's nobody behind them. Problem is, they don't have anyone to trade. The prospects' cupboard is bare. And so that brings up the notion, well, who do you trade among the veterans? And the only guy that's possible, I think, right now would be Nelson Cruz, the DH.
Whoa. All-star slugger Nelson Cruz.
Yes. The 38-year-old slugger who's in his final year of his contract and is performing admirably. He is, I think, one of the best free agent signings in Mariners history. But if you want a veteran pitcher, who else do you trade? I don't think that's going to happen, but we will have an adventure to talk about in mid-August when Robinson Cano comes back. Where does he play? You know, second base is ably filled by D. Gordon. They've got a good first baseman in Ryan Healy, and the outfield is set. So it's going to be high drama, and we'll talk about it here.
I look forward to it. Thanks, Art.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download podcasts of these weekly chats at knkx.org. I'm Kevin Kniestedt.